Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks to Byron Kerr for joining us on Mass and Sports. You can check him out pre and post. He's on this station on the weekends.
I love BK.
If you missed our Nats conversation on their division championship, winter's not coming for them, Danny. They are headed to the playoffs. Fall is coming. Fall baseball.
Fall is here.
Go to grantanddanny.com/audio after the show. Terrell Pryor had a really ugly performance for the Redskins in his debut. Now, he did catch six balls. He was targeted on about 11 passes. That's a 55% ratio, which rivals last year's 77 catches, 140 targets. In Cleveland,
right.
Lost one ball in the sun. The one that I cannot get past, like you can explain away losing a ball in the sun. That's going to happen.
That happens. It happened in Dallas last year during this because the stupid stadium was open and guys couldn't see.
It's annoying that it happens on the first play from scrimmage on what could have been a 75-yard touchdown to open your season. But I can get past that. I'll even forgive the drop when you ran your route probably a couple yards shorter than you were supposed to, and a ball got on you. On the back number, and it hit in the hands, and you dropped it. As infuriating as that was, and as damaging to momentum at that point from your own one-yard line, making a throw with defenders all around you that your guy drops for what would have been a 15-yard gain, and now you're first and 10, and you're out of your own goal line, and you're moving again in a one-possession game in the fourth quarter, I'll forgive that. The one that I just can't get past was that short-armed, short-hand, whatever he was doing on this 60-plus yard air ball to the end zone on the Jordan Reed hold. And everyone's things today to say and yesterday was, well, it would have been negated by a holding penalty anyway. That couldn't be less relevant to what he did on the play.
Let it be negated then. Let the hold say, you've given the defense a decision to make. Do you want an incomplete pass or do you want to take the hold?
By the way, what if it wasn't a hold? What if Terrell Pryor had no idea there was a flag on the ground, had no idea a flag was thrown. But let's just say he saw the flag and he thought it was a hold. Or let's say there was no hold. Terrell Pryor is in the end zone with no one around him, and Cousins puts a ball on the money, and he can't track it.
Catch the ball always.
What was he doing?
Any other discussion is folly. It's the most basic thing that we do in sport. When you go and coach a child, okay, whether it's T-ball or anything else, you can't do anything else until you're able to throw and catch. It's the basis for sport. I have no patience for it, for any of it. Every ball to a professional ball catcher should be caught. End it. You have one time where you lose focus because you look upfield. Pierre Garçon had one or two a season. I can live with that. I can. The bristling, the constant dropping of passes, it happened in the preseason, and I'm sure it won't carry over. Yes, it will. This is constant. And Jay, by the way, now you got me started. Now I'm ticked off. I wasn't before, now I am. Jay thinks he's A.J. Green. So keep giving him 11 targets. You have Jordan Reed. Give him the 11 targets. Give Jamison Crowder the 11 targets. This ain't a new fun toy on the outside. Stop sending him deep. It takes 90 seconds for him to go 0 to 60. I'm sick of the act. Give the ball to your best players. This is not your best player. It's nice. It's cute. He's a nice weapon. He should be your third option on offense. Instead, it's, man, I love him. I love him. Yeah. Let's give the ball to Pryor. Yeah.
Macho man Randy Gruden.
Get out of here with that nonsense. He slaps balls to the ground. He hates the football.
For whatever it's
Jordan
worth.
Jordan Reed, please.
Going back and watching the game last night, Jordan Reed wasn't really Jordan Reed.
He was blocking a bunch.
Well, he poorly. But what I meant by that is.
I know what you mean.
With that injured foot, and that doesn't mean they shouldn't target him. He got two passes thrown his way in the first half. I want that to be five or six. But he was not his A version of himself, and I wonder with this toe how much that's going to linger and hinder this offense. But let's play the audio Tom's got for us. This is Terrell Pryor in the locker room blaming himself for much of the loss. You cannot conduct yourself any more professionally post-game than he did.
I don't think it was really that. I just think, like, the plays that were there, you know, we didn't make, you know, in terms of, like, this, the last play, you know, when we had the ball around the 1 or 2 yard line. I mean, I can't, we all know, I can't make that, I got to make that play at the end of the day. And we had too many situations like that. And that's got to be better. You know, I put this game on myself. You know, I definitely let my teammates down, but I'm going to, you know, hold my chin up high and work harder, you know, and that's all I could do. But, you know, I don't like that. I don't like dropping. But, you know, again, you know, I start looking to run because I want to create a big play, and I don't really focus in, especially because it was a little behind. So I just got to focus more on it, and I put this one definitely on me.
Terrell Pryor taking the blame there.
I like all the words. I really do. Good for him. Good for him.
It's hard because I like the guy. I was man crushing on him because he works his tail off.
Yeah, I did it. I fell in.
And he stepped up to the plate. I care about that. A lot of fans don't, by the way. A lot of fans hear that and they roll their eyes and they go, just catch the football. I don't care about anything else. I care about how you act off the field. That's the stuff you can control more easily. What kind of person are you? How hard do you work? So it's tough for me. I'm not going to give up on him after one game. But it's not just the one game. It's the preseason as well. The results haven't even necessarily been mixed. They've been poor. They haven't been good. And if you add to the prior conversation, Doxson. Let's talk receivers more broadly and take some calls on this. This guy can't get on the field. Jay Gruden yesterday with reporters Monday after the game saying, well, he's going to play more this week, but he's got to earn it. He basically said this isn't a health thing. This isn't that he doesn't know enough about the playbook. This is he has to earn playtime. In Jay Gruden's mind right now, he'd prefer to have Ryan Grant running routes than Josh Doxson. That's unacceptable to me. I understand that you love Ryan Grant and he does everything exactly how you draw it up on Wednesday. He's going to fall down and there's going to be an interception. He's going to not get to the sticks, which he always refuses to do. He actually had a pretty good game. He performed
admirably. Actually thought he played well.
Made a big leaping catch on the sideline. He played very well. I'd love to know what Josh Doxson would have done with those same opportunities, including the screen he had a 34-yard gain on, the biggest play of the day, where if he just cuts it upfield, look at my Twitter from yesterday.
Runs straight.
If he runs straight ahead, it's the easiest touchdown anyone will ever score. He chose not to. He went to the sideline, and because of that, it was only a 34-yard gain. WWDD. What would Doxson do? I'd love to know.
I'd love to know.
We don't know.
We don't.
But he's a first-round pick last year, who a lot of people felt like was one of the best wide receivers in the country, who when you go out and watch one practice, you see... That guy's different. This guy's better. I can't tell you how many people in that building I've talked to about the wide receivers. And they all say lovely things about Terrell Pryor. And most of them actually really do like Ryan Grant. I think I like Brian Quick more than they do a little bit. But generally, he's a professional. They compliment him. Jamison Crowder, they all love him. They all say Josh Doxson's the guy who has the upside to be the difference maker. And here we were in week one, and he was watching.
You could use a difference.
Standing on the sideline. You know what he was making a difference with? The amount of cheering happening on the sideline from the team.
He had like 18 snaps, no targets, I think, right? He blocked a couple times, jogged through a couple routes. I don't know, man. This is what I was worried about with him. A, the health part, but B, just being behind the eight ball and not getting the development that it needs. If he's underdeveloped to the point that Ryan Grant starts over him and is a better option, please, alarm bells, go
correct.
Off. A disaster.
Yeah, that's a better way to say that. You said this way better than I did in fewer words, so good job by you. If Ryan Grant is better right now than Josh Doxson, that is not okay.
Whoever's in charge of player development, turn in your key card
now,
and your iPad.
I refuse to believe that's the case. I don't think that's... I think this is a classic example of a coach being enamored with a player that is teacher's pet style that he really, really likes. I think that's what this is. But if you're telling me, which what you told the media, so in turn you told me yesterday through them... That right now, this second, Ryan Grant helps this football team more than Josh Doxson, and that's why he played more this
Get
past week.
Here.
That's a major, major issue. Let's take some calls at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines next. Pryor played a bunch and struggled. Doxson didn't play as much as we thought and wasn't a contributor. Where are we at on that duo? It was only a couple months ago we were asking, are they as good as Garcon and Jackson? We could table that for a while. How do you feel about the receiver group right now? Are you worried, or do you think they're going to be just fine and give them time? 800-636-1067. I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.